What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Happy Monday, world. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. JP, how you doing?
Could be a lot worse. If you are new to The Positive Truth, we're an uplifting and positive newscast. We talk about nothing but encouraging positive news on Monday and Wednesdays. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. This Friday, we're talking about lowering the fear of terrorism. And today, we're talking about none of the positive news.
Tú sabes.
Tim, I got all kinds of stories today. I don't even know. I think I should just save some of these for Wednesday.
You definitely should save some for Wednesday if you got a ton, because I don't have very many.
How many do you have?
I have three, sir.
We'll kick it off.
Legit. Well, my first story, dun dun dun, is all the way from Sweden. In Sweden, they opened up the world's first recycling mall. How dope is that, JP?
Wait, what? A recycling mall? Does that mean like you go there and drop off things to recycle?
Exactly. You dropped off goods, they're sorted into various workshops, and they're refurbished or repaired accordingly, and then resold. Basically, they're selling it for way more than the market value. They're offering it. All they're doing is fixing it, and they're reselling it so people can use it again. It's pretty awesome, man. They have products that are sorted into 14 specialty shops that include furniture, computers, audio equipment, clothes, toys, bikes. I mean, gardening tools, all anything you can think of, they pretty much have it. Their whole point of doing this, man, their idea is that the customer needs to come here and leave furniture or clothing, for an example, that they get tired of and they don't want anymore. They want them to bring it there so somebody else can get better use of it if they don't need it, so it can go into a circular motion versus just getting thrown away. And I think it's awesome that they're doing that because, you know, we're all about going green in 2017. So the fact that they did this, I mean, it's, you know, Positive Truth's all about that. You know what I mean? Tú sabes. Tú sabes.
Where is this at in Sweden?
Man, do I have to say it?
It's that bad?
All right, I got you. No, I don't got you. It's Ratuna Artabrooks Galleria.
Pretty good, Tim. Pretty good. How many stores is it?
I have no idea how many stores are in there. I wish I did know, but I do know that, you know... Oh, there's 14 specialty shops, so I'm assuming there's only 14.
That's a lot of stores, though, man. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, that's right up there with our malls.
In Oklahoma, yeah. Well, speaking of Sweden, let's just take a short trip to Norway. Norway plans to only sell electric and hybrid vehicles by 2025.
Well, so no gas?
Yeah, man. Hybrid is part gas.
Oh, hybrid is part gas. You are right. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. So in 2002, only 2% of car sales were, you know, hybrid electronics in Norway. In 2015, it was 22%. And so they just set a goal, like, by 2025, like, why not? Let's just sell nothing but electric and hybrid cars to make the environment help with the environmental problems.
And that's what's up. Shout out to Norway for taking some, you know, accountability for whatever mess they're doing to our atmosphere that we're doing even worse, I bet. Man, that's awesome. We need to take a step forward here in the United States, man. I feel like we're not doing enough as a whole, you know?
Well, I looked for an electric car whenever I was searching for a vehicle 2 months ago. A little out of my price range. Next time, I got you.
Yo, me too, for sure. Well, my next story, man. JP, I know you're all about friends, man, and having friends is very important. And I think sometimes meeting new people is, you know, just as important as having that same core. And the reason I say that is so, you know, you can get different opinions and stuff. And I found this story online. I thought so awesome because basically these nine friends, they plan this vacation to take one of their friends, you know, a surprise birthday gift. They're going to take them to Manchester, I believe. I could be wrong. They might be from Manchester. But, you know, take them out and, you know, have a good time. They book flights and hotels. And basically, their friend couldn't go. His name was Joe McGrath. And they were like, you know, crap, what are we going to do? You know, we just paid all this money. So they, after, you know, talking about it, they decided, let's just take a complete stranger with the same name. So what did they do, JP? They hit up social media. They went on social media and they found somebody with the same name. They sent him a message. It said, hi, Joe, would you consider coming on a holiday?
Hold up. So their friend couldn't go for, you know, personal reasons, I'm guessing, right?
Right.
And they had already got the plane ticket, so they had to get someone the exact same name?
No. They decided to. They didn't have to, JP.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm pretty sure you can change that.
They decided to, for sure.
And so they went to, like, Facebook and just put in that name?
Yeah, man. I think they found him on Twitter for sure, but yeah, man, they just put in the name. Hey, he's close by. He looks like he's a cool guy. And they sent him a message saying, you know, would you consider coming on with us? And they told him why. You know, it's our friend's 30th birthday. We decided to throw him a surprise holiday break in Mallorca. That's where they were supposed to go. I'm not sure where that's at. But unfortunately, you know, their friend Joe McGrath can't attend. And he basically, after looking at the people's profile that he said were going, then he talked to a couple of them on the phone and he realized that they were being sincere. Joe McGrath of Manchester said, something like this will never happen to me again and I'll regret it if I don't do it, so YOLO, and went. Man, they ended up having a blast and they're pretty much, you know, probably going to be lifelong friends. He actually is planning on going to Bristol, because that's where the nine friends were from, to go visit them. So I think that's pretty awesome, you know, like stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit, meeting new people, and may have the time of your life, you know. You never know.
Okay, first off, you said Mallorca?
Mallorca?
Mallorca. Well, I just Googled it. It's Spain.
Legit.
Number two, vacations are always the best. With friends or by yourself, it doesn't matter. There's a great quote, like, there's never enough time to do all the nothing you want. So
that's legit. I like that quote.
That definitely applies to vacations. There's never enough vacation time. And number three, that has got to be the craziest DM ever.
Yo, how would you answer that? Like, yeah? Do I really have... What?
I would be like, you know, this is probably fake or a joke, and I would ignore it.
Man, I would answer. I would want to mess back. Like, hey, if you're going to play around, I'll play around too. Yeah, I'll meet you there.
Tim, what's
I probably, like, said, yeah, I'll meet you wherever, and I wouldn't have showed up.
Tim, what's the craziest message you've ever gotten on a social media website? Bet you can talk about on the podcast, I should say.
Yo, I was going to be dead silent. I was like, for real? You're just going to ask me that like that? For real? My man played me. Man, the craziest message I've gotten? Man, I don't know.
Nothing like that.
No, man. I might have gotten some messages like somebody trying to take money out of my bank account. Like, can you send me this, this, and this? You owe money for this. We're trying to reach you. And I'm like, what? Ain't getting me this time.
Well, that is a great job by eight friends trying to make a ninth, just hitting up random people on social media. I think it's a great story. I like that one, Tim. Crazy on a lot of levels.
It was fun.
Pretty crazy.
It was crazy.
So I have a story of a man in Indonesia who is, he's basically a mobile library. So in Indonesia, there's whole basically sections in the countryside that don't have any access to books. So what he'd do is he's got this little, say, horse. It's a really small horse. I'm from America, so, you know, I only know the real large horses, but it's small horse. He puts books on it that he gets from donations, and he takes the horse to small towns, and the kids run up whenever they see him. It's like a mobile library, and all he does is he takes books around on his free time to different villages without any books to spread literacy.
That's so cool. Man, that is so, like, that's a beautiful story.
Oh man, I got a video too.
Oh, that's so cool. Visual, love visuals.
So, I can't pronounce his name, but shout out to him. Great idea.
No. You gotta try.
Okay, hold up. So it's in Serang, Indonesia. Wait for the name to pop up.
I love that background music with it right now.
Ridwan. His name's Ridwan.
Man, that wasn't even that hard to say.
Unlike you, Tim, I am not a specialist in pronouncing everything. Tu sabes.
Tu sabes. Oh, man.
What else you got, Tim?
I can't stop laughing. Man, for my last one, man, I have a story about a 3-year-old little girl who was battling cancer, actually. So she was battling cancer, and throughout all the procedures she was having, she ended up having to get her eye removed, this 3-year-old little girl. And after she got her eye removed, she ended up, you know, fighting cancer. And she's still battling it because, you know, it may come back. But the fact she lost her eye, and her mom wanted to give her something that looked like her, so she reached out to a doll maker and asked the doll maker if she can make a doll, you know, with one eye. You know, she loves what kind of dolls that she made, and she would love it if she could do that. And the doll maker, her name is Jessica Sebastian. She, of course, you know, it's kind of different, but I've never been asked to make something as meaningful as that. So she went to work. She ended up making a little bunny and put a little golden bow over the eye that's not there. And the other eye, you know, it's just there blinking, and she put a golden tutu on it. And the mom actually ended up sending a picture to Jessica Sebastian, the doll maker, of her and the doll. And the little girl has on a Wonder Woman, like, pajama tutu dress thing. And it's like the doll also has a golden tutu on. And the little girl said, "Look, mommy, we look alike." And it's just like the cutest thing because, you know, they just hold up right next to each other. It's awesome. But the mom and the dressmaker ended up meeting each other after this because the doll maker was so touched by it. And she said that, you know, she's now going to reach out to other people and ask if they would like a doll made for and their child that may feel like they need to see something similar to them like that. And I think that's pretty awesome that, you know, just she asked to do something for her daughter. Like, that's what she was looking after, her daughter, and she inspired somebody else to look after other children, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Do you have a picture to go with this?
Oh, for sure. I got about 4 pictures you guys can check out on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Nice. What's this little mini commercial break? We got an Instagram now.
legit.
I don't know exactly what we're going to post yet, but we got one. It's at the Positive Truth on Instagram. So yeah, go follow that along with our Twitter, TPT_podcast. We try our best now we're going to start posting these positive stories on the Twitter and the Facebook feed again. So if you want to see any positivity we're talking about, just go to the Twitter or the Facebook.
Tu sabes.
Tim, I got 2 more stories, but I think they're really good. First one is about friendship benches in Zimbabwe. So the idea of a friendship bench is they take local grandmothers and they give them, you know, like a few hours of training. And what the grandmothers do is they sit on what's called a friendship bench. And if anyone's going through any sort of hard times, they go sit on this bench and they talk to a grandmother about, like, "Hey, I'm going through random troubles in my life. Can you listen to me? Can you give me some advice?" And they're basically just there to help anyone going through any sort of personal crisis.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. There's like the
first... Yeah, like...
Continue, Tim.
No, you go ahead, Andy. Go ahead.
Like, the first, like, it's a video. So the first lady is like, yeah, her husband just left me. And she's like, sits down and she's like, I'm super depressed. And the grandmas, you know how grandmas are the best. The best. And they help her through it. And they started doing it, I think, like a year ago. Now they got every grandma in this village doing it. They're trying to spread out. It's a great positive video.
Man, that's awesome. Can't wait to watch that.
Okay. And you know what else is awesome? Not just grandmas. You're supposed to hit me with
grandpas.
Getting a fresh haircut.
Touche.
So in Iraq, they have a region I cannot pronounce. It's like the Koori region. And they have a lot of refugees that are escaping from a northern portion of Iraq that's going through a little bit of civil conflict, where the men there, they can only wear beards and the women have to keep their hair covered. So if you leave out of that region, you're a refugee, and you know you've left all your possessions, your way of life, and they get food and shelter. But a hairdresser, her and her brother, they own 2 days a week. They give out free haircuts to women and men, refugees, in this camp. And I just think it's awesome. Because even though, like, you're a refugee, you're getting all the, you're getting food, you're getting shelter. There's much more to life than that. And getting a haircut can feeling good, looking good, especially when you come from a place where they won't let you groom your hair. That can just do so much for your personal autonomy and give you just a little bit of hope. And these aren't like bad haircuts, Tim. These are legit haircuts. I got another video on this one too.
And legit, man. Look at this.
And these are like legit haircuts. Like there's lines. Like you can see the lines. It's just like 100 people lined up. And these hairdressers working for free 2 days a week, just cutting everyone's hair. And they're all spectacular. It's an amazing video.
Man, that's beautiful. That's real beautiful. I can't wait to watch that one. Man, make sure you guys are all following us on social media. Our Facebook's at The Positive Truth Podcast. Our Twitter is at TPT_podcast. You can also find us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Nice.
Make sure you guys are following us, liking us,
reviewing,
all that good stuff.
Sharing. Absolutely.
Tú sabes.
Tim, do you have a positive quote?
No, sir, but I do like the one that you said earlier.
Do you know with that positive quote that sometimes there's never enough time in life to do all the nothing you want? You know what that's from?
No, sir.
It's from this comic strip called Calvin and Hobbes. It was like, it stopped going in like 1994. It's like the best comic strip ever. You should check it out.
Isn't that the little tiger?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember.
So, everyone, just remember there's endless possibilities in this unknown future. Go spread some positivity this Monday. We will see you again on Wednesday. We're out.
We out. Stay positive.